Can art help you improve your communication skills? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Terry Gibson, lecturer in the Department of Communication at SUNY New Paltz, says yes.
Every semester, my communication students visit our campus art museum by themselves for 1 hour. They're encouraged to experience all the museum has to offer by roaming freely through the art exhibits. Then they're asked to make a list of three pieces of art that speak to them in a personal way, to write a brief description of each, and to summarize why they chose them. Later, it's explained that their museum visit was actually a study of perception, the process of filtering and interpreting information to create meaning. We use this experience to learn how perception works and how it can help improve our communication skills. While exploring the museum, students paid more attention to some exhibits than others. This demonstrates the first stage of perception, which is selection. Based on the intensity of the stimuli and personal relevance, we notice some elements in any given situation, but not others. Once something has our attention, in this case a piece of art, our brains organize what we're seeing into a coherent pattern. From there, we use our personal knowledge and life experience to decide what the selection means to us. This is called interpretation, and it influences how we react and respond to all that we encounter, including art exhibits in a museum. We return to the museum for our next class. I divide the students into small groups, and they take turns showing the art they selected and explaining why they chose it. It's enlightening for them to experience why a piece of art they dismissed is the favorite of another. They conclude the study by writing an essay describing what they learned during the group exercise. Students comment on how the study challenged them to get out of their comfort zone and look at the world through the eyes of others. They become more curious and open to new ideas. Most importantly, they learn that good communicators make the effort to consider the point of view of their audience. By doing so, they're able to craft effective messages that have a greater likelihood of achieving their intended results.
That was Terry Gibson of SUNY New Paltz. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.